So what you gonna do in the coming year to grow spiritually? Have you thought about scripture memory? Today, I want to try to convince you that you, and yes, I'm talking about you, can and should memorize passages from the Bible. Welcome to Revive Our Hearts Weekend. I'm your host, Dana Gresh. We're calling this episode of Revive Our Hearts Weekend, Scripture Memory 101. Together, we'll discover the power of scripture memory to calm your mind and heart, how to find the time and technique to finally succeed at it, and the importance of a scripture memory partner. You know, kids do it. They do it so naturally. In fact, we took a microphone to a Sunday school class in Little Rock, Arkansas. And let me tell you what, these kids have hidden God's word in their hearts.
Be kind one to another.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord that made great lights, sun by day, moon and stars by night.
That God demonstrates his own love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for our sins.
To thank the Lord for all you heart.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Oh, thanks, and good job, Emma and Aaron and Everett. Oh. Now, if you're thinking, yeah, but they're young, memorizing is so easy for little kids, that may be true, but it doesn't let us adults off the hook. Now, I know it's harder for us as grown-ups, but lots of hard things are good things, and this is one of them. You know, recently I've been working on memorizing Psalm 92. In fact, Rebecca, why don't you go ahead and look up Psalm 92 for me in the ESV version? Let's see how I do. Now, I haven't looked at this for a while, but I believe it starts out, "It is good to sing praise to the Lord, to give thanks." Prompt.
The first one is give thanks.
Oh, yeah, that's why I messed up. "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, O Most High, to declare your faithfulness in the morning and your steadfast love by night." That's verses 1 and 2. It's in there. I needed a little help. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome, Dana, and good job. But you did actually rearrange them again.
Did I rearrange things? How does the second verse go?
It goes, "To declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness at night."
Ah. Okay, I haven't looked at it for 2 months, Rebecca. I got close. The point is this. Kids can do it. Grandmas like me can do it. You can do it too. In fact, did you know that young adults who read the Bible regularly report far less anxiety and they actually feel more hopeful about life? It's true. A 2024 study found that scripture-engaged adults are flourishing compared to their Bible-disengaged peers. So I'm just wondering, what if we packed that with the power that comes from meditating on scripture as we memorize it? Here's Nancy DeMoss-Walgemuth with more on that.
When I talk with someone who's discouraged or depressed, I often ask them, "Are you memorizing scripture?" Now, that's not a magic formula to make our problems go away, but memorizing God's word has power to change our perspective about whatever issues we're facing. And you may be thinking, "I just can't memorize." Author Don Whitney says that when it comes to memorization, our motivation is more important than our ability.
Really, where there's a will, there's a way. The real secret is the desire and the commitment. And for all of us, it's just repetition over time. There's no magic way that will just instantly put it in your mind and permanently keep it there. That's the way it is for just about everybody.
If you've never memorized scripture before, I'd suggest you start small and learn just a couple of verses a week. I'm confident that you'll find that God's word will start to influence all of your thinking.
Oh, thanks for that encouragement, Nancy and Don Whitney as well. And by the way, that clip from Don came from a video produced by Southern Seminary where he answered this question: what is the easiest way to memorize scripture? You can find a link to that video when you go to reviveourhearts.com/weekend and click on this episode. Okay, so can you and I agree that memorizing God's word is important? Yes, okay. And can we agree that it's a good thing to put in place as the new year starts up? I think I also heard a yes, but how do we do it? Well, as Don Whitney just mentioned, there's no secret formula to follow, but I do want to give you some ideas, and I really want to shamelessly confront the excuse, I'm too busy. Here's Glenna Marshall with some ways around that lie. And yes, I just called it a lie.
What I do want to encourage you to do is to redeem the time that you already have. I want you to utilize what I like to call mental downtimes. So these are times during your day when your brain does not have to be engaged. I mean, I'm folding laundry twice a week. There's a laundry mountain on my bed. And, you know, it does not require my brain to be present. Now, my husband would argue because he got a gray sock and a black sock matched up the other day. I think he'd like my brain to be a little more engaged. But you don't have to really give all your brain power to folding laundry or maybe commuting to work or taking a walk, you know, washing dishes. These times in your day where maybe your hands are active but your mind isn't. Now, our temptation then is to turn on a show or a podcast or an audiobook or the TV. Just one of those things to fill the gap of time with our brains. Utilize a mental downtime for memorizing scripture. Because that's time you have, you don't have to find new time. It's already your time. You're just gonna use it for something else. And what that also does, if you pair scripture memorization with a task, you are creating more neural pathways in your brain to retrieve memories. Now, I am not a brain scientist. That's not even the term. Neuroscientist. Neuro somebody. Somebody who's smarter than me. So I am not one of those people. However, I did a little research. I just turned in a book on memorizing scripture, and I did some brain research, some brain science, about the most I will nerd out about anything. And I was fascinated by the way that the brain can hold on to memories and like why you remember certain experiences better than others. The more senses that are involved in an experience, the more likely you are to remember those details. So if you are memorizing scripture while doing something that you always do, you are more likely to have success in recalling those passages. So what does this look like for me? I will give you an example. I memorized the entire book of James in the shower. In the shower. And I'm going to tell you, this is my number one tip for scripture memorization. Print off your text, put it in a Ziploc bag upside down with a seal on the bottom, and you're going to tape that thing to the shower wall. Now, here's the thing. If you decide to memorize a whole book of the Bible, you do not have to wash that shower wall because it's covered in scripture. It's a win-win. What could be better than not having to scrub the shower wall? All right, so you're going to memorize scripture in the shower. So here's what this looks like. I should say, to get started, choose a chapter or a book. Don't be scared. Choose a book you've recently studied. Like if a summer you studied 1 John, choose 1 John. Print out 1 John 1, type it out, write it out, put it in a Ziploc bag, tape it in the shower. You're familiar with the flow of the book because you've studied it recently. Or a psalm that you're familiar with. Put it in the shower. Then every time you get in the shower, you're going to read the first phrase aloud 10 times. Let the commas and the punctuation, the semicolons, periods, let those be a guide for phrases, okay? So take a phrase, you're gonna say it out loud 10 times. Then, while you're rinsing the shampoo out of your hair, you're going to close your eyes and you're going to recite that line 10 times. You can always check to see. Now, do it out loud, because mumbling aloud is far more effective than saying it in your head. If you just say it in your head, you're gonna get distracted, you're gonna make your grocery list, you're gonna have an argument with someone in your head. It's just what's gonna happen. So mumble it aloud to yourself, like someone tells us, and then the next day, you get in the shower. Hopefully you're not skipping too many showers. And you're going to review that first phrase. If you need to look at it, fine. Look at it once, say it out loud once. Review it, say it 10 times aloud, go to the next phrase, and you're gonna do the exact same thing. Read it out loud 10 times, close your eyes, mumble it out loud 10 times. And it may take you a week to get through two phrases. It may take you 2 weeks. There is no race. This is not a race. The blessing of memorization is the journey. And I know that sounds cliche to say, it just is. Some things are cliches for a reason. The journey here is the blessing, because it is the work of rehearsing those words over and over that will bless you the most. I was memorizing the book of Colossians. I think I started at the end of 2020. I can't really remember, but I was standing in the shower washing my hair, and I'm working on Colossians, and I am on this phrase in the very first chapter. I noticed, just in pausing on this little phrase, noticing how Paul calls God Jesus's Father, and he calls God our Father. And as I'm standing there rehearsing these words, it's hitting me. It's like the Lord is preaching a sermon in one phrase. And I'm thinking, okay, God our Father, Jesus our Father. I'm trying to get the words down, and it dawns on me, this is spiritual adoption. You have been grafted into the family of God. Jesus is your brother. And I'm like, this is such good news, and I'm washing my hair. It's great news. So like, I'm just meditating on this one phrase, and it is giving my heart so much joy. And that's the beauty. Memorization is slow. It is such a slow process, and I am so glad that it is, because when I'm reading my Bible, which is a habit I will never give up, I love studying deeply and reading whole books, but when I pause to memorize, it forces me to slow down. It forces me to think through every word. Why was this word placed in this order? Why did Paul use this qualifier? Why did David say it like this? Why did he use this word picture? And when you think about it while you're mumbling it, the Lord is just burying that word in your heart. In the crevices and folds of your brain, it is there. And it slowly is changing the way you think, which will change the way you live and change the way you speak and change the way you respond. So, shower scripture memorization. I really do recommend it. If that's not your jam, print out the text somewhere else and put it where you will see it regularly. I also keep a copy on the windowsill in my kitchen where I'm standing at the sink washing dishes multiple times a day. So it's there, somewhere that you're gonna see it regularly. Maybe that's the bathroom mirror, or I don't know, if you take a train to work. I live very rurally, so that's a weird idea to me. But if you're like a city person and you ride a bus, and I mean, I don't know if I'd recommend doing this while you're driving necessarily. Your brain should be engaged while you're driving. But if you have this like mental downtime where it's regular, whatever is regular for you, pair scripture memorization with that task and do it every day. So rehearse, rehearse, rehearse. And I want you to keep in mind that reciting it is not the goal. Recitation, standing up before a group of people and reciting God's word, is not the goal here. Saturation is the goal. Soaking your heart with God's word is the goal. Because you can be the little six-year-old Glenna, Pharisee that she was, and you can stand and recite verses and say, look how good my memory is. Or you can, day in and day out, quietly and slowly, meditate on scripture and watch the Lord change your life. Because that's the goal, right? We meditate on God's word to delight in it. To delight in Him, to love Him more deeply, to stay far from sin. That's our goal in scripture meditation.
Shower scripture memorization. I love it. That's Glenna Marshall speaking not too long ago in a breakout session at True Woman. Now, speaking of True Woman, have you registered for True Woman 25 in Indianapolis in October? There's more information at reviveourhearts.com/weekend. Click on today's program, Scripture Memory 101. We'll put a link to the True Woman 25 registration right there. Again, there's no formula to follow when it comes to hiding God's word in your heart. You just have to figure out what works best for you. And you probably know this, you shouldn't do it alone. We need to talk about the importance of scripture memory partners. Nancy DeMoss-Walgemuth covered this topic and a few other creative tips with Nancy Epperson. Here she is.
During the memorizing, the ultimate goal to meditate, the whole process is an act of worship. And so don't look on it as a means to an end, but look on the whole process as an act of worship. I find when I do a whole book, like for example, the book of James took me 4 months, and it was on 16 typewritten cards, mm-hmm. 3x5 cards. Mm-hmm. It was something like 6 or 8 verses a week, and it took me 4 months. Now, at the end of 4 months, I could stumble through the book of James. Mm-hmm. It took me yet another 4 months to really think on it more and to internalize it. That's what you want to do, mm-hmm. to make it a part of me so that it will flow like rivers of living water.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the point I want to arrive at when I am memorizing scripture and meditating on it. I want it to flow from within the depths of my soul. And in order for that to happen, you have to really meditate on it and think on it and internalize it.
So while you were memorizing the book of James, were you also reviewing and meditating on other passages you'd memorized earlier?
Yes, constantly.
Do you do the new memorizing? Do you find it's easier to do that in the morning or in the evening?
Tell you what I love to do. I love to swim. And I get in the pool and I kick and I take my Bible right into that pool. And I do that a couple hours every day in the pool.
That's so like a laminated version of the Bible?
No, I've never gotten one wet. Now, what I do also is I don't bring my Bible and I'll just tread water. And what I do is I quote and float.
That's great.
And I do. And I'm telling you something. My children grew up in the pool quoting and floating with mother. And all four of my kids can quote hundreds of verses, books of the Bible.
So they were doing this with you.
They were doing it with me. And you know what? Much of the scripture they know, they never even looked at in the Bible. They heard it over and over and over and over. Repetition.
So this wasn't just for you.
Oh, no.
This was discipling them, too.
Yes, and it was also because I had limited time. I wanted to review all my scripture and meditate on it, and I wanted to be with my kids. So we just combined it.
This is great because I'm thinking of listeners, Revival Hearts listeners, who are busy moms, a lot of little kids, and they're saying, there's no way I have time to memorize scripture. But you're saying you found a way because it was so important.
Yes, and I'll tell you one of my favorite stories. When my fourth baby was born, the oldest was 4.
So you had 4 children, age 4 and under.
Yes, and I was so busy.
It sounds like my mother.
It was really wild. And
were you memorizing scripture in that season?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's
so really
what got
from the time you were 14, have you been memorizing scripture ever since?
Yes. And so what happened, one day I was in my kitchen and my son Stuart was about 18 months old. I'll never forget this because every day I would say, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, 23. And I would just quote that verse, honestly, probably 25 times a day. You know, I would quote it with great conviction. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
You needed that verse.
I needed it, and I would quote it over and over, and it was amazing how that did. It really helped me come to a point of rejoicing. But anyway, when Stuart was 18 months old, I was in the kitchen. It was a very gloomy, rainy day, and I thought, oh boy, I need to quote my verse. And so I started. I said, this is the day, and I'll never forget this, hearing a little 18-month-old voice say, the Lord hath made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I was stunned. I looked down on that shiny bald head. They were all bald. And I said, how did he know that? I never taught him that. Or wait a minute, had I? And it dawned on me every day, those kids mm-hmm. had heard that verse.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what? They could all quote it. And then I discovered many verses my little children could quote. Let me tell you what I would do. As a young mother, I would write verses on the countertop with a pen.
On the countertop?
On top of it. Just write it right on the counter. And I would read it over. We'd be in there. I'd go over and over. This is how I would memorize, and this is how they would learn it. We'd go over and over and over the verse. And then toward the end of the week, it would start fading, and it usually faded pretty much.
It was like Deuteronomy, write it everywhere.
Exactly. I'm a believer in Deuteronomy 6.
Yes.
Just permeate your home with God's word. And so by the end of the week, they would learn it, then we'd put a new one up. You know, if a little of it was still there, I'd wash it off with some Comet and then put a new one. And so I would write it on the countertops, even on mirrors. And I discovered that the kids were just picking up all these scripture. And then I would apply scripture. For example, if we're in the car and it was a glorious day. I might quote Psalm 19, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." And I would quote that whole chapter to them. And I'll never forget when my little nephew, who came to live with us when he was 13, we were going to meet my other kids and my husband at this park course where you walk a mile course. And it was the end of the day, and there was this fabulous sunset. And so my husband and son were way on the other end of the park course, at the far end of the mile. And we were just approaching. And I saw this sunset, and my little 13-year-old nephew was with me, and I said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Well, I quoted that whole chapter to my nephew as I saw this beautiful sunset. And then Stuart got closer and closer, my son, and then as he almost got to us, he burst forth with Psalm 19.
Wow.
And I'll never forget my little nephew got the most shocked expression on his face, like, how did he know? And I just
it was
had
in
to
his
laugh
heart too,
because he knew when his mother saw that sunset, he knew exactly what she would be quoting.
Isn't that great?
And so anyway,
so your children were really raised in the atmosphere of the Word.
Absolutely, every day of their lives. And you know what? Each one of them loves the Lord and is living for the Lord, and is teaching their children God's Word. But getting back now to my method. So you find your partner, you pick your passage, you agree on the number of verses, on the version, you agree on when you're going to meet, and then you meet and you quote to each other. Now the key is during the week, go over your verses over and over and over. I'd say 15 times a day, 20 times a day, over and over, thoughtfully.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day, repetition is what makes it work. And I guarantee there is not a human being who cannot memorize Scripture.
Oh, I could not agree more. Not a single one. And that includes me and you. What great practical advice from Nancy Epperson, who was speaking with Nancy DeMoss Wohlgemuth. Now, I want to stress the importance of finding a scripture memory partner. In fact, I got to tell you, I have literally a few thousand of them. You heard me right. I do a scripture memory challenge twice a year with my True Girl followers. That's why I've been memorizing Psalm 92. True Girl is a ministry I lead for tween girls and their moms. And this past year, we memorized Psalm 91 to calm anxious thoughts and Psalm 92 to learn the secret of a flourishing life. And can I tell you something? Having those sweet girls following me, well, it was the accountability I needed to lock myself into the habit. And the reward comes when these girls send me their videos quoting scripture. Listen to this one.
I'm going to say a little bit of Psalm 92. "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night."
That's good right there. It gets me excited to memorize scripture this year too when I hear that, because one reason we need to memorize is to model it for the next generation. Oh, I hope today's program inspired you to start memorizing a passage of God's Word. And before the new year is here, I hope you'll consider something else: giving a gift to Revive Our Hearts. We're in the final days of our year-end campaign, and we are just asking God to provide the amount He wants us to have to get off to a strong start in 2025. Now, don't forget, your donation will have twice the impact right now because of our matching challenge. Every December donation to Revive Our Hearts will be matched dollar for dollar up to $2 million. But we need to hear from you before December's over. So you can help us continue bringing the message of freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ to women everywhere, but we need to hear from you in the next few days. To give, just go to reviveourhearts.com/donate. Again, it's reviveourhearts.com/donate.
I hope you have a safe and happy new year, my friend. Thanks for listening today. I'm Dana Gresh. We'll see you next time for Revive Our Hearts Weekend. This program is a listener-supported production of Revive Our Hearts in Niles, Michigan, calling women to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.